Ghana has joined the rest of the world to celebrate World Internet Day. We find out from an internet provider the significance of the day, and it's in the person of Praveen Sadelega. Good afternoon to you and welcome to Radio Ghana News.
Hello.
Yes, sir. The internet has become an important part of our lives, and obviously it has made some impact on our lives. Would you say it's penetration into our society has made any significant impact, whether positive or negative?
Yeah, life has become much more easier because you are able to connect with your friends and family wherever they are in the world. You can do business faster. You can do business more efficiently. You are no more dependent or looking forward to how will I reach that destination. You can just probably email, or you could do a voice call over the internet. And you could exchange documents on the internet. So it's become an enabler for business as well as individuals. You know, life has become much more easier. That's how I would, it has become a great enabler for the humankind, actually.
And now what are we, or where are we now in terms of our journey into the ICT world?
In terms of our journey, we have moved to a situation where we have definitely become much more closer to each other. I mean, people living across boundaries, across in different parts of the world are no more far off. I mean, you could call them, you could make connectivity through social media, and all those things have opened up. And going forward, we are looking at a situation where everything is going to come online, in the sense that even devices like your washing machines or your air conditioners, your room heaters or room coolers could all be driven off your internet. You could have those applications sitting on your smartphone, and you could be triggering these activities when you are reaching home and you just press an app and it starts functioning for you while you're physically not there. That is the way the world is going to go towards as far as connectivity is concerned. And I think that's a good opportunity for all of us. It helps us create more business opportunities. It helps us live life in a more efficient and in a better way. And it basically brings in more value. So that's how we are looking at the internet going forward.
Well, Mr. Sadelega, It is true and obvious that the internet is doing a wide range of things in terms of helping society. How do we deal with internet fraud, which is an issue that is gradually creeping into our society and is, you know, affecting a lot of the youth especially? How do we deal with this problem?
I didn't get the question completely, but from what I can understand, you're talking about the fraud happening on the internet.
Exactly.
I got you correctly.
Yes.
Yeah. You see, these things do happen. People tend to take advantage of loopholes and about limited knowledge of the users and try to dupe. You could have these things addressed by having stronger, secure passwords. You could have an education system which starts teaching you internet right from the beginning at an early age in the educational system. And at the corporate and the business level, we should be careful as to whom we open up our information to. We should be slightly careful how we deal with people who pose as big names by sending emails and all that. We don't have to trust them immediately. Be careful as to how you verify their authenticity, and then you start opening up your information to them. And these basic measures will help address quite a few issues when it comes to internet fraud. We need not open up entirely. We need to have some personal information which need not go online. Be careful about whom you share your information. You should verify the person on the other side before you put all your information to him.
Very well, Mr. Sadelega. I want to thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us on World Internet Day. That was Praveen Sadelega, an internet expert.